Welcome to a kind of a patriotic broadcast that we have going on here. Patriotic in a sense of we're recording this on July the 4th. Independence Day. We're also talking about Independence Day. That's kind of interesting. I remember the movie. We're talking about There Will Be Cyber War with our guest, Richard Steenan, who is in studio with us. Also on the line with us, along with our crew in studio, is Lance James. Lance, welcome to the Internet Advisor. Good to have you in with us on this program.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, we're delighted to have you because of your familiarity with something that I think is part of the key to the setup to any kind of cyber war, and that is malware, or if you will, that ability to intrude into other people's computer networks. And you folks, you in particular, have been, with your colleagues, have been very much involved in cracking down on things like the CryptoLocker group, I understand.
Yes. It's been a fun run there, but it gives us a pretty strong understanding of how some of these criminals and also espionage rings kind of work together from a technical perspective.
So. Now, I find this interesting. I thought, and one of the things I was reading about that you put you gave us beforehand on the show was that you feel it's important not to try to play a blame game with pointing to either certain nation states or groups as being responsible for some of the bad stuff going on.
Yeah, and I say that carefully. Out of context, that can sound like I'm trying to ignore the issue, and that's not what I'm going for. So, okay. I believe that when we talk, about espionage and intelligence and that realm of tradecraft that's been going on before any of us even thought of a computer, obviously, one of the oldest tradecrafts in it is a business tool. It is a warfare tool. It ranges in its ability and in its uses, right? It, even down to business intelligence and competitive
Absolutely.
Intelligence.
Right? Sure.
But where I come from on this is that we, as there's a lot of corporations and players out in the market right now, especially on the corporate side, right? You know, that don't necessarily see the bigger picture on what's going on. For instance, people talk about China and talk about Russia, and they talk about these type of attacks and these blames, and look at us, and we have these APTs with these numbers next to them that say these people are doing it, right? Mm-hmm. But these are coming out of corporations, and you know, if you know your history, the APT terminology, APT was a classified term, you know, before 2006.
What does APT stand for? Help us here.
Advanced Persistent Threat. It's what they are, advanced meaning they're targeted, coordinated, and purposeful. Persistent meaning month after month, year after year, they're in your system.
Okay.
Threat being obviously a person or persons with intent, opportunity, and capability to harm or exfiltrate or however.
Would this be like a Stuxnet, kind of thing?
So Stuxnet would be one way. It's an exact thing. Stuxnet would be an advanced persistent threat. Depending on how you look at APT-1, which was a Chinese APT, that was kind of like the break open. I think in 2011, it broke open the canister of worms that were like, oh my gosh, China is spying on us. And it started pushing policy towards the attention to this problem, right?
Okay.
So from that point, the reason why I kind of try to be careful with the blame game, though, is we're corporations. You know, there's corporations out there that do their job. And our job is to, you know, some people are, you know, manufacturing. Some people are, oil and energy, all the different, you know, things to do, technologies, everything, right? So, and then we have security companies out there that start doing these things where that's like, oh my gosh, look at this, China is doing this. And now the question is, it's not that we don't need to know about this information, but the extra hype up and the extra blame and the extra solutions and extra, you know, money being thrown into saying, oh, you should be buying solutions against China or against Russia type threats versus when you buy a lock, right? You don't sit there and say, is this lock safe for me from China? It says, does this lock withstand these types of attacks? Mm-hmm. Right? And I think what we're doing is taking away accountability for our own actions on how we need to defend our own infrastructure by basically blaming other countries and putting it on them, where it's like, well, we, you know, and then there's the other side of it is corporations should know their boundaries of where they fit into being like talking about spying and espionage and how much is going on versus the government's role also has an understanding of things that we don't necessarily have. I'm not saying that it's right or wrong in that sense, but there are classified secrets that they're working on to have an understanding that we don't have pieces of the picture of, right?
Yeah, Richard had a comment.
Yeah. Hang on a second. Lance, it's amazing that I saw that play out at Lockheed Martin. So Lockheed Martin has got some of the best advanced defensive capabilities.
Right.
And they showed me how they tracked all these campaigns from attackers, the persistent right. part. They would actually label them and give them names, and I'd say, well, where are they from? And they would the IT security guy says, we don't care. It doesn't matter where they're from. We just have to stop them.
Right. And that's what the kill chain is for, actually, right. speaking of Lockheed, right? And for the host in the show, the kill chain is a modeling system for each part of their technique, an attack technique to come in. So when we're looking at advanced persistent threat techniques, it starts with reconnaissance, weaponization, delivery, exploitation, installation, command and control, and then action on objectives. So when we're talking about each part of that, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, Lockheed's point was to say, if we can see each step and see and prevent the attacks in each layer of those attacks. So from reconnaissance, can I see your attacker performing recon? Can I stop their weapon?
Oh, I see what you're saying. I gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
At each step of the way.
So the audience so that. So that's like, I think Lockheed's taking a very good choice on that, is that they're not trying to do the blame game. And attribution is what they call that is hard anyways. And when it's a difficult problem because you can't just sit there mm-hmm. and blame a country. Can you prove to me it was Mr. This person in China sitting at this seat on this computer doing that?
But are we being naive on the other hand in saying, well, we really can't blame them, when in fact they may have been working for a long time? We talked about this before you came on, that the Chinese think in terms of centuries, not in mm-hmm. terms of 4-year election cycles.
Oh, they do. Yes, you're right.
Are we being naive thinking that they haven't already been at this for a long time? And then the scenario that Richard set up at the beginning of his book was almost like the harvest of all these things, where they had weaponized satellites to present EMPs, the electrical
magnetic pulses
with atomic strikes. In other words, there are all sorts of ways that they're already infiltrated into this. Are we being naive by saying, oh, don't blame the Chinese?
Well, okay. So when I say talk about the blame game,
yeah.
there are two roles here I'm talking about. Like, I think the government's role is to figure out who the heck is spying on us. That's their job, and that's what they have been there. They've kind of invented a lot of that tradecraft a long time ago. If you go look at the joint pub, I mean it in a complimentary way.
Yeah.
If you go look at the DOD joint publications, you can see the methodologies and the art forms and how they do their counterintelligence and how they do that. Is it the job of when you think about it from a warfare perspective, is it a job of me at like just some said company, maybe I'm a big conglomerate, to go and build out my own battleships and put them on the oceans of water to defend my clients? Is that how that works? You see what I'm saying? So that's where, when I say blame game, we have to be careful. It's more like roles.
Yeah, you've raised something. Were you going to say something again? I'm sorry.
This is way over my head. I'm enjoying the conversation.
Yeah, I think we all are kind of... our eyes are glazing over in some ways, but you brought. I'm sorry, Gary.
I think Lance is saying that it doesn't matter who is trying to get in. That for corporations, unlike the government, but for corporations, we got to stop them no matter who it is. And I think that's what you're saying, isn't that right, Lance?
That's exactly what I'm saying. I mean, the government is going to tell us what they can and cannot tell us, right? And we're always going to be in the world of speculating that, right? We've seen this in the past with certain cases. And things come out, things don't come out, whether it's leaked, whether it's the government's, like, over time has told us this and stuff. And they, for reasons, have their reasons, and I'm not going to pick an issue or pick a side on those reasons, but they operate the way they do. Their job, their agenda is national security and to defend our country. Right. Now, they know who's spying on us and how much percentage of that is and what we may need to be doing it, but they also have business deals that are going on with some of these companies.
Aha. Yes.
That are very important to be sensitive about, that corporations may not understand.
Lance, one of the things that that kind of gives me the willies as we're talking here, or I'm hearing you talking about this, is, who's in charge here, the corporations or the governments?
That's the thing. It's like, I think that as the American people and the corporations and people that run it and all the people that work for these corporations, some people work for the government as well, but in a general consensus whole, right, I mm-hmm. think that we need to look out, and like I'm going to go back to what I was saying earlier, is we need to set up an agenda that is defined and possibly even voted on or something like that, that's mapped out, that says, what is what are we going to be doing? What roles are defined for the government to help us on defending our countries? For instance, why should a company be building their own battleships and going out on the sea and the water and defending their clients that way? Because they, you know, why are we taking on the China is spying on us thing and talking more about it? Now, I think there's an angst of, you know, maybe people feel the government should be more open to us about it or to that.
Right.
You know? But I mean, if you look at, I believe Richard was saying earlier about like some of the investments and mm-hmm. stuff around China. China has $1.5 trillion of our debt in treasuries.
Yes, exactly. They have us by the economic throat.
Are we going to bunch sanctions on them?
So
that's a very, very difficult question.
That is a very difficult question. You're right. Our guest is Lance James, and we will be back in just a moment to continue our conversation.